Coming to you live from the centre of Valizo on 88 FM is the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style. And I'm Dave Charles. With me in the studio right now, two more contestants in the Miss Valizo Teen Contest, Imka and Amber. Imka Bass and Amber Pillay, how lovely to have you both in the studio on this happy Tuesday. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you terrified?
Yes.
Oh, God, you don't need to be. I promise you, this is just like we're having a chat and we just want to find out a little bit more about you because you're interesting people. You've entered a very prestigious competition or contest, and that takes some guts, so obviously you've got what it takes. But let's find out a little bit more about you. Amber, where do you go to school? Because you're a young teen. It's the teen contest, so obviously you're in your teens. And you're still at school, I believe. So tell us about you.
I go to Amstlali Preparatory School.
And where is that?
In Amstlali.
Ah, okay. Just checking, you see. That's how easy it is. What do you want to do when you finish school?
I want to be a lawyer.
Why?
I just find it interesting.
Really?
Yes.
Are you very good with the studies?
Yes.
And do you like reading?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, well then you're on the right track, huh? Because yeah. You know, to law is a huge amount of dedication to
and hard work.
Oh, lots of hard work, and I think it pays off in the end. What sort of law do you want to do?
I'm not sure. Yes.
Ah, all will be revealed in time. You'll find your groove, I'm sure. Any idea where you want to go and study?
Overseas, I think.
Why? Oh, no, it's cool. If you want to go, the world's your oyster. That's the beauty of the world is a very tiny place these days. Hop on a plane, now you're there, and then you're back again. And Imka, that's a lovely name. Imka Bass. It's a combination of German and Dutch, hey? Or Afrikaans. It's great. What school are you at? Oh, hang on a second. I've got to give you a microphone.
I go to Kira Salt Rock.
Okay, and what grade are you in? Because there's no longer standards, hey? It's all grades.
I'm in grade 6.
Gee, that's marvelous. So you've kind of just started.
Yes.
And what do you plan to do once you finish school?
I don't know because I have a lot of decisions and I'm still young, so I have a very long time.
Sure, but what interests you? Are you interested in the medical field or you want to be a fireman? Oh, no, that's not a cool thing anymore. You want to be a model? You want to be a...
My passion is modeling, so if I am older, I would really love to do modeling.
Okay. Well, that's a great career. If you can crack it, I'm sure you've got what it takes. Both of you look very mature and very together. So let's talk about the contest, the competition. What do you think, Amber, the judges are looking for? Maybe Imka, you can help us there. You know what you're supposed to say? They're looking for me.
Looking, I mean,
not
me.
You're supposed to say they're looking for me because and why? What have you got that is special and that will spark the interest of the judges?
Personality.
Uh-huh. Okay. Personality is a hell of important. How important in this competition do you think it looks are?
I think looks don't actually matter. It's all about your inner beauty and not what you look like on the outside, but what you actually are on the inside.
Really? So would you go to the contest looking scruffy?
Definitely.
You would?
Yes.
Looking scruffy? No. I promise you, you know what? It's not... When I say looks... It doesn't necessarily mean the looks that the good Lord gave you in terms of your physical, but how you groom yourself. That's important, isn't it? Because the way you groom yourself and carry yourself.
Present yourself.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, you don't have to be in the fanciest of kit and all that, the most high fashion expensive. It's just the way you put yourself together. It shows a sense of style. And I think people are looking for that, eh? So if you had to describe your sense of style, Imka, how do you see yourself? What sort of image do you like to present to the world?
I don't really know, but my sense of style is mostly like funky and just like sometimes I like dressing in the olden days.
Yeah. Okay. Like me.
Vintage.
Vintage.
Yeah, vintage.
There you go. See, it's all coming back again. That's marvelous. And Amber, what is your style?
Mainly girly. But I don't have a set style. Like, I wake up one day and just decide that that's how I want to look.
Okay.
Different days, you get different looks.
Okay. You're both at co-ed school, so you've got guys and girls together. I'm just thinking about what were you? Have you got a boyfriend?
I had one, but no.
Not at the moment, and you?
No,
neither of you. Okay, what would you? What is your ideal sort of guy? Imke, go first. What would you look for in a guy?
I would only go for the personality. Like, I wouldn't care if they're different on the outside. Yes. I only want their personality.
Okay, and you, Amber?
Oh, I don't know. Hey. Well, the same that Imke said.
Well, let me ask you this. How important is kindness to you as opposed to sexiness? Would you go for someone that's hot or someone that's kind?
Kind.
Would you? That's Imke. And Amber, you?
Yeah.
You go for someone that's hot. I know. Oh, you're <No. fine. laughs> Well, that's all right. We all have, this is the way the world is, and we're all different, and that's good. We need to be all different. Because that in our uniqueness is where the character comes to the fore. So the contest is it's judged at the end of September, is it? Your contest.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to the finals?
Yes.
But I'm also very scared.
Well, I can understand that because it's a big thing, but obviously you have both entered the contest with a view to learning as much as you can. Yes. And what have you gained from it so far, Imke? What has it given you to be wearing that sash and that t-shirt right now? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel.
Maybe Amber, you can, while Imke's thinking about it, what does it make you feel? Having entered the competition and wearing that sash, are you proud to be representing the contest and the town?
Yes, it makes me feel confidence and, yeah.
Okay. Imke, any thoughts on the subject?
I would love to, well, it makes me feel like I'm ready to move on and...
Because you're going to become ambassadors. Because there can only be one winner. But in my opinion, you're all winners just for having got this far. Yeah, seriously, for entering and for being here today. This is all serious stuff, and it's good stuff. It's very, very... It builds your character. Everything that you do in this contest, I think, is there to build your character.
Yes.
And ultimately to show others that you're leading the way in terms of becoming really fine young adults, and you know the future is yours.
And I didn't just enter this competition because of me wanting to win. I entered it for the experience.
And that's a fabulous idea. That's the way to get in, go through life, eh? Take what you can from it, learn what you can from it, and of course be kind to each other. That's the thing. At the end of the day, that's really all that counts. Kindness and love, those things. And I'm sure you're both going to do extremely well. Thanks for being with me on the afternoon show.
Thank you.
We're holding thumbs for you. And we'll pop this up as a podcast so that if your friends didn't catch it live, you'll be able to share it with them a little later. Because you've been on the radio on the afternoon show on 88 FM. How cool is that?
That's so cool. Thank you.
Special guests, Amber and Imke, and they will be competing in the Miss Belito teen competition that comes to fruition at the end of or the middle of next month. We'll be following every week with all of the contestants coming through and doing their thing on radio because, well, we're very excited. We're very excited to be part of this extraordinary competition.